Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop. As a good many of you have probably already heard by now, tonight is Frog Night here at the Love Workshop. We've got a lot of ground to cover, Vern, so why don't we get started right away with this evening's featured frog recording?
Well, I think a little background might be appropriate here, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
The recording entitled Voices in the Night is almost universally recognized as one of the truly classic achievements in frog research.
Yes.
34 species of frogs, toads, and tree frogs in the United States and Canada give voice to their distinctive trills, croaks, and songs in this expertly recorded and unique long-playing record. Voices in the Night was first released in 1948 and later expanded by the addition of the recorded voices of 8 new frogs and toads that we'll hear tonight.
Vern, I think I should point out that Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology professors Peter Paul Kellogg and Arthur A. Allen had more than 20 years' experience in recording wildlife voices when they undertook the production of this disc.
We're using the best and most modern equipment, too, I might add, Craig. Recording frog and toad voices in ponds and marshes from Florida to Labrador, usually at night and often under the most trying of conditions.
Yes. Well, I think it's time we let the frogs speak for themselves, Vern. Ladies and gentlemen, Voices of the Night.
Voices of the Night. The calls of the frogs, toads, and tree frogs of the United States and Canada, recorded by the Laboratory of Ornithology at Cornell University. It is raining. The woods and fields and gardens are being drenched with life-giving water. Ponds form, and roadside ditches fill. And now, as if by a miracle, come the frogs and toads to fill the air with their strange calls, as each in his own way, and at the top of his voice, endeavors to find his mate. It is honored to this record to present to you the songs of 34 of the commoner species that you may learn to enjoy a phase of nature hitherto restricted to a few ardent herpetologists.
Oh, hi,
guys.
Good to see you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
We're just doing the Love Workshop.
Oh, yeah?
Early in the spring, the calls of the tiny spring people,
in the evenings, it plays on Wednesday and Saturday,
are heard throughout the east.
During
the day, as well as the night,
yes. We're the funniest gun.
The mighty effort.
How funny is it?
So small
it's hilarious. See, Vern and I are so funny. Like everything we do is just
we're really funny.
Humorous.
Like this broad thing that we did is incredibly funny.
Yeah. Everything we do is funny. We're really funny.
Well, you
people.
Paid a lot of money to do it.
Well, of course,
funny
we
paid
guys.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe 400 or 500.
Now a definite chorus of keepers, in which a single common pleato adds his.
Oh, you guys must be funny.
Our stuff.
Yeah, we do
fun.
A lot of really funny stuff.
Topical humor, satirical humor.
Yeah, some of the funny things that we've done have just been, you know, unbelievable.
Rich with humor.
Yeah.
The humor
really
content.
Constant humor. Huh?
Yeah, it's constant. It's a non-stop flow.
Everything we do, we're hilarious, without a doubt.
Yeah,
I think I've heard some.
Jokes, you know,
I think I've heard some funny stuff.
People that hear our humor never regret it.
You would never confuse it with anyone else.
Our stuff is the funniest.
No,
yeah.
I think
just
that.
We really do a lot of funny stuff.
Hmm.
You know, people.
Recorded May 6th at Ithaca, New York.
Every day we hear
common tree toad, Hyla brassicola, larger species.
We know we're funny.
Also, is found throughout eastern United States.
Sure, I'm sure people are.
It is startling trill, the seldom heard before the nights are warm.
Hilarious frog material.
Everything we come up with,
really appreciate it in person.
Yeah.
We're into humor. It's some funny things. That's our sack. It's just humor.
Our whole sack is humor.
Yeah. So you probably appreciate some of the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we know a lot of jokes.
Right.
Vern and I know the jokes. We can come up with a joke.
Anytime we want stuff, you know, exaggerated parts.
Gags,
we do a lot of sack jokes on the show.
We can do leafy toads are joined by a few banjo-like green toms.
Real clever stuff.
Yeah. Skips, jokes, a lot of jokes.
We know hundreds and hundreds of jokes.
Most of them, it's all really funny.
What do you think?
We have so many jokes. We can do jokes on any subject. We're the height of humor.
You guys must really be talented.
We are funny. It's the height
of it. It's a talent and a craft.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's
recorded June 6th at Ithaca.
Yeah, we were. He and I.
The fall of the green tree frog, Palacinuria, a more slender species, is a familiar sound in the southern United States.
I like the way you said that, because it's true.
Will now be heard as it sang on April 3rd in Gainesville, Florida. The ringing quality of distant calls has given rise to the local name of cowbell frog. The chirping of cricket frogs, the sound of a southern bullfrog, also can be heard.
It does. Yeah, we're rich. I mean, Brett and I, boy, we can tell a line and just the punchlines we put them in there.
Sure, what happens when I tell you a joke.
All right, go ahead.
Pretend I just told you.
The second largest of our native tree frogs is Hyla radiosa, sometimes called the barking frog,
but it's the planting
found
that goes
from North Carolina to Louisiana.
It's
the steeping oak toad, a trilling southern toad, and a rattling swamp cricket frog are in the background.
Like visual thing, our voices, the way we pronounce words, the way they flow out, the way we relate to one another, it's all part of our humorous,
this whole room just vibrates for me.
Yeah, well, we know a lot of jokes, we can do all sorts of humorous things.
April 13th, Georgia.
A much smaller and more slender species is the squirrel tree frog, Phyllis gorilla, found from Virginia to Texas. A southern toad calls in the background. This was recorded in the same pond with the preceding species.
Our snacks include humor of a satirical nature, comedy, just out and out.
We do gags, sight gags, we do a lot of other
jokes.
Things like that.
Oh, that's a good one. How do you come up with those ideas?
So you're really a crack at it.
Knee flappers, rib tickers. We do a lot of things.
Swelling chorus, bird voice, play off the news. Hyla abogoka vibrates through the swamp at Indian Island, Georgia, fading as gradually as it starts.
I bet you guys are really good.
A red-eyed vireo, a hooded warbler, and a red-bellied woodpecker also are calling.
I would estimate we took and broke 3-4 people from the
day. No,
and the reason was because of the
crowd. That is really
talented. We didn't even touch them.
It makes no difference. We can make fun of any religion in a person. Like, we can take a person and make it humiliate them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that must be funny.
We'll take different ethnic groups and degrade them and people find humor in them. Close to the microphone, a single male now sounds as bird-like. A single female now sounds as bird-like. And people find it funny. And we tell jokes about it afterwards.
I suppose just about anybody.
Because we know a lot of jokes and gags, and we do situation comedy and all sorts of political humor. ton of humor and gags and jokes and everything people can really get into.
Yeah, the things we do are just, it's not only what
you
we
guys
pick
are just
to be.
All around funny films.
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
We're real funny. Hey, I think it's about time we wrap up the frog record.
Okay, I think we've derived the maximum humor value from it. Because I want this to be the maximum amount of humor that we could possibly derive from this film.
Woodland Farm.
Yeah.
That was Voices in the Night by Professors Peter Kellogg and Arthur Allen. I sincerely hope each of you has enjoyed our Love Workshop frog presentation as much as we have enjoyed humorously bringing it to you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I have a letter here from John Ong. It's actually a postcard from John Ong of Eloy, Arizona, in response to our t-shirt contest, where we asked the listeners to send in a paragraph telling us why they need a Vernon Craig t-shirt.
Right, right.
Well, here's one from John Ong. It's a postcard of a pretty little bird on the cover.
Yeah, it's very nice. There's a sort of a serrated edge on it, too, I see.
Mm-hmm. Roadrunner, Crown of the West.
Yeah.
That is an appropriate one for us, Crown of the West, because we are funny.
Yeah.
Dear Vernon Craig, I am writing to tell you that I need a Vernon Craig t-shirt because I just bought a bird with a bird cage. I need something to line the cage with, so please send me my t-shirt. John Ong.
That's a good one.
On Tyron Street, Eloy, Arizona. John, lucky, lucky you, you're a winner. Good night, Vern.
Good night, Craig. That's us, Vernon Craig.